around their neck because he just saw Star Wars. And why didn't he put it around Chewbacca? Is that what you said?
No. Why didn't you put necks on R2-D2 and C-3PO?
Why didn't you put necks on R2-D2 and C-3PO and Chewbacca? Well, I guess because they're not people. Because they're not people. R2-D2 is a computer.
Well, R2-D2 was helping Skywalker hold the ship together, but Luke Skywalker did the actual fighting.
Right.
And Chewbacca helped man the ship for Han Solo, but Han Solo did the actual fighting in that ship too.
Right.
Yeah.
So, though they kind of held the ship. R2-D2 held the ship together for Luke, and Chewbacca held the ship.
That was an intermission, and Ross thought there were two movies. He said, do that other Star Wars movie, Mom.
Well, see, I mean,
tell the story about that other Star Wars movie. By the way, do that means tell the story about it. And in fact, there was only one Star Wars movie. Now, Ross, when we get back to Pittsburgh, we're going to have to see The Empire Strikes Back. Because that's another movie.
Okay, now.
Star Wars is the first movie, and you have a book, right? You have a Star Wars book, right, Ross? Okay, but you don't have a Star Wars tape, right? You know, do you have a Star Wars tape?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you.
No, your tape is for Empire Strikes Back. Mm-hmm. Now, The Empire Strikes Back is the next movie, Ross.
Mm-hmm.
And you can watch that when you get home to Pittsburgh. Okay, we'll go see Empire Strikes Back. Is that okay?
Okay, at the movie.
At the movie, yeah.
Yeah.
But we can't see that now.
Why?
Because in Hungary they don't have it yet.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
What do you mean, why?
They don't have it yet because things come first.
Let me tell you.
Huh?
Yeah. They just don't have it, Ron.
Yes, they do.
They do?
Yeah, I could paste it up.
You could what?
I could keep a watch on it and I could get on it.
You could keep a watch on it and you could get on it?
I could get on it.
Where would it be?
It would be The Empire Strikes Back. I'm gonna watch on it.
Keep a watch on it. And you think it'll come?
Yeah.
When is it gonna come?
It's gonna come when the rain comes and the thunder comes.
And then there'll be Empire Strikes Back movie?
Yeah.
That'd be nice. Oh, did you want to tell me the story now? What did you see tonight? What was the story, Ross?
Choose Empire Strikes Back.
No, these were Star Wars. Yeah.
True.
Okay, tell me. What happened in them?
You tell me first one.
Do you know the first one?
No, you tell me the first one, Mom.
Well, you saw it. You can tell us about it.
I can't. I don't know how to do it.
Why don't you know how to do it?
Because I can't remember it.
Your memory is no good?
Remember.
You can't remember it?
No.
Don't you remember the part where Luke Skywalker was with the sand people and all that stuff?
Yeah.
What happened there?
Well, sand people hurt Luke Skywalker and Luke Skywalker's dead. And hurt C-3PO. Uh-huh. He was dead. No, don't C-3PO.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, remember that part where they put R2-D2 and C-3PO into the big metal, with all the metal junk?
Yeah.
And remember those nasty little Jabbas?
Yeah.
What did the Jabbas do to R2-D2?
I don't know.
They picked him up, remember? And they put him on their shoulders?
Yeah.
And they took him off and put him in with the junk?
Yeah.
And then they sold him to Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
Luke Skywalker bought R2-D2.
Yeah.
You don't remember that part?
Yeah. R2-D2 went under arms, went into the stuff,
went under arms
and the Jawas went into the spaceship.
Right.
And then they got out of it, and then Luke Skywalker came and said to the Jawas, don't hurt C-3PO and R2-D2. And me. Uh-huh. Now you better stop that.
Right.
So the Jawa stopped that.
Okay.
And then you got R2-D2, C-3PO, and they went away in his boat.
Right.
And they fly away.
Uh-huh.
And when Sunday,
boat
got,
ship. Boat.
Yeah. And then they got to the far.
To his father.
Yeah. And,
who was his father?
That man and that woman.
That was his aunt and uncle.
Yeah.
You mean, Luke Skywalker's aunt and uncle?
Yeah. And what did they eat? What were they eating?
I don't know.
Some food?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened?
They were farmers.
And what happened? R2-D2 ran away from home.
Huh?
R2-D2 ran away.
Why?
I don't know. He was just running away.
Because he was looking for Obi-Wan Kenobi.
He wanted to find Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Because he had a message,
yeah.
A very important, something very important to tell
Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. And so he was looking for Obi-Wan Kenobi, right?
For Princess Leia?
Right. So that's why he ran away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then what happened?
And then Obi-Wan Kenobi came.
Yeah. Right. Well, first they went to find R2-D2, and they got attacked by those mean sand people.
Mm-hmm.
What were the sand people riding on?
Panthers.
Were they cute?
Mm-mm.
What were they look like?
They look like monsters.
Uh-huh. And then what happened to Luke Skywalker?
He was there.
And then who helped him?
Mario.
Remember a man came out and helped him?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
It was Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Right. And then where did they go?
They got in his spaceship.
Uh-huh.
His spaceship boat, and they fly away.
Boat. It looked like a little motorboat.
Yeah.
And then they fly away, and
yeah.
Then where did they go next?
I don't know.
Well, remember they went to that place where they met all those funny-looking people?
Yeah,
yeah.
What was the name of that?
It was a bar. It
started with an A. Anthera or something?
Yeah.
Those were the monsters.
A lot of monsters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're all drinking beer, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And
but
then
you know how they got in?
Yeah, and they shoot people.
Shot the monster.
Oh.
Obi-Wan Kenobi got them in because he used the Force.
What did he say?
And he told those
monsters.
The weak-minded people.
Right.
The guards of the city.
He
told them what to say and what to think.
And he blew his lightsaber.
That's right.
Yeah. And also get his gun and boom, bam, bam!
You're in a left-hand turn.
Yeah, and C-3PO what?
C-3PO wasn't inside. He stayed outside. He didn't want to talk to those bad guys.
Those bad guys, they said
they
that you couldn't serve them.
They don't get
it. And I got R2-D2, too.
They couldn't, they didn't allow,
why didn't R2-D2 go in there?
Because he's a computer.
They wouldn't allow computer droids.
And why didn't the Millennium Falcon go there?
Oh, the Millennium Falcon was too big.
Why?
It was too big. And then they all went off. Let's tell the rest of the story later, okay?
Huh?
So when he read his card, and said, read me these. And then he said, read these, me. And then he said again, read me these. Ross is listening to the story of Star Wars from his mommy, and he asked, why is Obi-Wan Kenobi a Jedi? Mommy was telling about Obi-Wan Kenobi. And mommy said, didn't answer anything. Ross said, because he fought with Darth Vader. Ross ran into the wrong room. He was looking for his mom. He said, wait, mommy's in the other room, you know. He was telling me so what he was doing. Ross said, I told Ross to go around the back so he could see Gabor. He said, is that big Gabor? I mean, first he said, is that big Gabor or little Gabor? I said, little Gabor. And he said, can I go around the, can I see him? And I said, go around the back. And he said, why? Oh, so I can see him better? And so he started to take to asking him, the point is they started to ask questions, which he then provides the answer to himself. And this is, I don't think this is fairly recent now. This is, by the way, May 30th is today. Ross dropped a little plastic thing of milk, and I said, did it spill? He said, no, the milk didn't come out of that because they take care of that. In other words, they've got it set up so that it won't come out. It's all sealed in a plastic bag. And also, a little earlier he came in, he had told me, Linus, you go back in your room. And he came back and said, I'm sorry, Linus, I didn't mean to say you stay in the great, in you stay with the great pumpkin. It's okay now. Okay, I told Ross that the Star Wars people are only in the movie, right? And Ross said, you mean the powers are keeping them in that movie? Right? I mean, sort of keeping them locked up?
Right? Yeah.
Keeping them locked up in the movie.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way it is.
But do it. Then I have a new star walking around solo, not to be able to sleep you, and my own Falcon and Rock Safe Bus.
Yeah, they have them all locked up in the movie.
But that's but they're good.
And Ross uses the word actually, but he doesn't know how to use it properly.
What?
Says that he was talking about something.
But,
he says what's green actually, and what he means, but also it's green.
But the parents had to let those good guys out of the movie.
Yeah, well, they'll let them out later.
Huh?
I've got to go sleep with Mark.
No, stay for me.
I've got to sleep with Mark, and I'm going to bring. I'll be back in a little bit, okay?
Okay.
I told Ross to get into the bath, and he said, the bath is not ready. There is no bath. And then I said, go on, get in. He said, the bath is not ready. Water is not in there. What was the bunny doing?
Going to the car. Come on.
Where are you going to go?
We're going to see the bunny.
Oh, how about Mark? Can you take him?
Yeah,
I think so. Gobbler wants us. Come on. I'm just going to see the bunny under the car. Let's go see it. Let's open this up. Okay, go ahead. Oh, you want to wear your swimming trunks?
Huh?
Want to wear your swimming trunks?
No.
Okay, let's go down. See the new seat? Want to see the new seat? Yeah, I got it. Hey again? Oh, the left
Romosaurus. A fast one.
Uh-huh.
Let me have that one with you. It's Bunny on the dock. My own Bunny on the way.
No, most amusing. Hold on a minute. Tegnap, John. Miért születésnap hol volt?
Nem, hanem papa volt Amerikában.
Ah, ja,
Németországban.
És ott vett.
És az úgyhogy meg egy kocsit hozott.
Igen? Valódi kocsit, vagy csak
egy? Igen.
Ja, kicsit.
Nem egész kicsit, ekkora. És a motorja meg, ott volja meg így.
Igen.
Erre. Erre meg erre.
Hát majd...
Ha elengedjük, akkor bum-bum, meg ha toljuk, akkor erre.
Nagyon
erre
szép, nagyon szép.
Na,
Gábor, mutasd meg a Sáninak, hol van a másik. Who's the bunny?
Well, the bunny is hanging under the car.
He's hiding? Elbújt? Azt mondja, elbújt.
Mondja.
Vigyázz, mert el is szökik.
Ez a... Sági néni tudja, hogy itt van.
Ez a te labdád?
Nem az én labdám.
Hát, hogyan gurult oda? Hát nem is. Lehet, hogy el is felejtek, hogy itt volt.
És itt van a pisztoly.
Huh? Yo. Did you find the bunny? Ne dobia, mert eltörik. Olyan bonyolult. Van meg gyerek a szörny. Nem, az a milyen. Aha. Hova mész? You can play soccer. Football. You can play kick the ball.
Let's play kick the ball.
Ki jött a nyuszi? Nézd csak.
Let's play basketball.
Aha. Nem fog elmenni az.
Let's play basketball.
Okay, throw. There's no basketball hoop, honey. Nem hiszem, hogy el is fog menni, mert ez olyan szelíd kis állat. Csak ha találj egy lukat, a lukat talál a kerítésben, akkor fog kimenni. Ja, lehet, hogy van ott. Nem. Well, I'm going to go inside for a second. I'll be back, okay? You need any food? I said, aspirin makes you feel bad. And I said, yeah, if you eat too much. He said, if daddies give boys one, then you'll do the right thing, right? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. This is apropos of his experience with aspirin. Telling Ross that she had to write on his right foot so that he remember, like, write a letter on it so that she would remember, he would remember what foot it is. And he said, no, I'm not a piece of paper. In other words, he didn't want it to be written on. And Mary, of course, told him, no, I mean, on your shoe, not on your skin.
Okay.
I told Ross that I really like Mark. Mark was coming home and play with us, and Ross said, yeah, parents and brothers like Mark. Sort of a summary statement of adding another point of view onto the point of view that I was taking. Well, I think I was saying I really like Mark. Mark's a nice little guy. And Ross also said, yeah, you could. Marky's hair tickles. Isn't that what you said, Ross?
Yep.
What'd you say?
Marky's hair tickles.
Mary says that Marky spilled his corn chips and then said, I spilled it. Also, Ross said, is Mommy going to sleep with us now? And I said, no, later. And he said, but I want her to sleep with us now.
He does, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we could manage, I guess.
Ross wanted me to put on his shoes. He said, first take the socks away from my feet, or take from my heels. And in other words, he wanted me to straighten out his socks. And then he says, well, first take the socks away from my heels and then put on my shoes. Also, he said that old dogs kiss teachers. He was playing doggy. He said, I'm an old dog, I kiss teachers. And also, what else did he say? There's a dog for two parents and two brothers. I'm a dog for two parents and two brothers. Ross wanted to say, don't wash my hair, and he said, don't hair my wash. Today is June 1st. Ross said, if the stormtroopers come, I'll pull out Darth Vader. He was just sort of saying, if this happens, if Darth Vader comes, then such and such. So he's going through different conditions, stating for himself how he was going to play with his toys. And these are things he kind of just lately has been talking about, things that are on his mind. He sort of must be having fantasies and things about how he's going to play. He says, I'm going to get a new Delma, and she's going to get me a new key car. This was on the way to work with me. And we passed the Parliament, and we said, yeah, that's the Parliament. And he said, yeah, kings are silly. I told him about the old king and the new king being the president. And he asked me a little later in the day, he said, Daddy, why can't you have two tape recorders at the same time? This had to be my tape. He said, you can have one tape recorder and I can have one tape recorder. Turned out, of course, you can have two tape recorders at the same time. But anyway, and then he said, you know Aaron Henry? There are two Aarons, you see. One is Aaron and the other is Aaron Henry. Yeah. These are the errands. Those are the errands. So he was telling me about these two. Now, I don't think there was an Aaron Henry. There was a Chris Henry and a Chris somebody else. So he made that up. Also, Mommy was coming in to play with him. He said, sometimes I want my mommy. Ross said, I said to Ross, I'm in the living room. He said, where Mommy sleeps? And I said, no, where we keep all the toys. He said, oh, they specify rooms as where such and such happens. Also, Marky has been running around saying, meh, 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 when he's Madman Mark. And what else is he saying? I've forgotten. Had a blue sock in his hand. And he said, Daddy, I got the wrong sock. And I said, no, that's not the wrong sock, Ross. You can put that sock on either foot. And then he said, oh. And he went back to his show and he said, oh, that's not the wrong sock. I thought that was the wrong sock. And what he meant is that I thought I had a sock that didn't have a mate, but now I see the sock has a mate, so I can put them both on.
Ross said, that's the dog food, Mark. I want to eat. He came to the food, and I want food for doggies, he said. And Marky came over and said, that's the dog food, Mark. So he's playing that he's a dog and that he gets to eat food at the dog table. Also, he said, both Marky and I have these two shirts. Marky and I have these two shirts. It means Marky and I each have a Spider-Man shirt and a Hulk shirt. So Ross said, we're not going to give the dog to the school back home now. In other words, we're going to have to take the dog back to the nursery school.
Ross threw his ball over the fence, and he said, my basketball jumped over the fence. And then he came back in later and said, I threw my ball over that fence next doors. And a little earlier today, I said, I'm going to lightsaber people. Using lightsaber as a verb.
Now and then he said that to Mommy.
Yeah. Oh, he said it, by the way, he said that to Mommy. I said to Mommy that I threw over my ball over the fence next doors. Daddy told it to the tape.
And
he said, Daddy told that to Daddy, which means Daddy told it to the tape recorder. Okay. And also, Ross saw some people fishing in the Danube. He said, why are there fish in there? And I said, oh, because it's a river. And he said, why are they, Ross said right now to me, why are they going fishing? But earlier, what did you say? Why are they poling in there? Why are they doing their poles in there? Is that what you said? And